Over the past two decades, philanthropy has become an important part of Czech society, with many people being increasingly generous in giving to charity. This week's edition of In Focus by Masha Volinsky looks at how the gloomy economic climate affected Czech philanthropy and how the donor culture has developed.
Czechs are often seen through a post-communist lens as skeptical about charitable giving, suspicious of non-profit organizations, believing that people should help themselves or that, at the worst, the state should help those in need. But the statistics available and the experience of experts in the field show that this may be pretty far from the truth. The total volume of charitable giving in the Czech Republic has doubled in the past decade or so. It was increasing steadily for about 10 years before 2008, when economic uncertainty may have played a role in a slight decrease or simply stagnation. But Jan Kropa from the Czech Fundraising Center, which helps NGOs develop strategies for attracting donors, says the crisis has not had a large impact on the overall volume of giving in the past couple of years.
In 2010 and 2011, individual giving has been on a rise again. And last year, it grew by between 5 to 6%, largely due to increase in corporate giving, which was the fastest growing in the past 2 years, surprisingly. Corporate giving grew almost by 11% in 2011.
In the Czech Republic, where the culture of giving to charities and non-profit organizations does not have a long tradition, the makeup of the donor pool is somewhat unconventional. Whereas in countries like the United States or the UK, 80% of all the charitable gifts are made by the richest 5% of the population, the Czech Republic's super-rich contribute only one-third of all the financial gifts. The remaining two-thirds are donors from medium and low-income brackets, and almost half of the donors within the lowest income are pensioners. I asked Mr. Kropa about what charitable causes appeal most to Czechs and what they would rarely give money for.
Czechs generally don't necessarily like to, or let's say not mature enough donors to support complicated or controversial causes, such as the Roma issues or other more difficult to understand issues such as watchdogs or think tanks. So what the mass donor likes, probably just like pretty much anywhere else, children with disabilities and animals would be the best liked items to be supported. Czechs are very generous in crisis, more so comparatively speaking than most other Central European countries, including Germany, for instance. So during the IT crisis or Pakistan earthquake or other major emergencies, Czechs have been very, very generous.
In general, this country has not really reached the same level of the number of donors or the amounts given as in most Western European countries. Although things are most certainly improving, Jan Kropa sees this more as a problem of the organization seeking donations rather than the donors themselves.
I would say that the biggest obstacle for Czechs to give is that they're not asked enough and they're not asked well enough. The amount of fundraising activities is still relatively low compared to other countries with, let's say, uninterrupted and traditional philanthropic giving. Compared to other Central European countries, Czechs are relatively very generous. And I think the major obstacle in increasing fundraising is that Czech charities are not active enough in their fundraising.
There are hundreds of charities currently functioning in the Czech Republic, providing support to a vast variety of causes. Some of them have staff members dedicated to fundraising, but many smaller NGOs just cannot afford to hire an extra person, or struggle to find skilled fundraising experts who would work for a non-profit salary. So why hasn't the non-profit sector developed the needed infrastructure and skills to effectively raise money from donations? Jan Kropa sees the roots of the problem in the early post-communist days of this country.
The Czech NGO sector was sort of kick-started by, in the 90s, was sort of kick-started by large, primarily U.S. And Western private foundations. So in the 90s, we were sort of, to a degree, we were spoiled by quite easily accessible grants, mostly from large private foundations. Relatively soon, they were leaving the country. Towards the end of the 90s, there was almost no one here. But they have taught Czech NGOs to write grants and be very good at that. And even though already as early as 1995, 6, 7, they kept telling us, you know, you should learn to work with your constituencies and develop your donors and be more active in your fundraising because we're going to go soon. So as long as Czech NGOs had the opportunity to write a grant and receive relatively easy and relatively large money, you know, who would bother fundraising? And their departure more or less coincided and overlapped with the pre-accession funds to the European Union. So Czech NGOs swapped, and we were never forced to actually, you know, face the fact that in the long run, we're going to have to go out and ask for support from the public and from our constituencies.
The European funds, Jan points out, will end very soon as the EU cuts back on structural funding. The big challenge for Czech NGOs is now to attract a much greater number of large donors. Although there are many individuals who may be persuaded to open up their pocketbooks for a good cause, the most effective way to get large donations is to approach companies. Corporate giving is a growing trend all over the world, and the Czech Republic is no different. In fact, Pavlína Kalousová, who works for the Czech Association of Socially Conscious Companies, called Business for Society, told me that this area has seen vast changes in the past decade.
There has been enormous evolution in the area of corporate giving, and this is connected with the fact that more and more companies are looking into and integrating the general CSR, the corporate social responsibility approach, into their business. And actually, the big companies, they are looking more and more into the synergy between their corporate strategy and the area they are supporting. And sort of the biggest sort of mental change has been that the employees of the companies start to be engaged through corporate volunteering and through the employee engagement program.
In foreign-owned companies operating in the Czech Republic, the CSR strategy is usually dictated from the mother company. But for local businesses, the initiative of the employees is often the first and main building block for greater engagement in charitable giving.
People want to work in a company that is responsible, that gives them opportunity to engage in the community, but also the customers more and more are looking into where do the products that they buy come from, and if the company that is producing them is active in CSR and behaving responsibly.
Corporate giving in this country also seems to have been almost crisis-free in the past few years. Ms. Kalousová has only seen more cautious decisions from companies in the past few months.
In the last half year, I see some kind of nervosity on the side of the corporate sector, that they don't know what kind of economic situation is coming to our country. So we see not decreasing number of companies that are giving out money to the community, but we see decreasing amounts that each company individually invests into a good cause. We try to motivate companies that it's not only about money, it's also about their general approach towards business, and they can also compensate the non-profit sector, for example, in the form of the time of their employees, or pro bono services, or in-kind donations. But there are also new ways like that they can purchase products from handicap that are produced in non-profit organizations.
Supplementing the decrease in financial support with volunteering time or services has been a growing trend in the past 5 years. Many companies have also begun building their social responsibility models on, somewhat cynically, what they need to successfully do their business. The benefits are, of course, not only for them, but hopefully for the society as a whole.
The companies, they are looking into areas that they can support that are somehow close to their business strategy or corporate culture. They are supporting more and more projects in the area of education and cooperation with schools and universities in order to support the potential talent. or they are investing into water conservation projects, for example, or prevention programs or projects in financial education when you talk about banks, for example. So more and more strategic giving and strategic CSR is connected with the character of the company and the area where the company is active.
Pavlína Kalousová's outlook on the efforts of nonprofits are less gloomy than Jan Kropa's, and she offered other concrete ways that charities could work on attracting corporate donors.
Nonprofit organizations should look more closely into the priorities that the companies have. In the area of HR, it is, for example, the women leadership, work-life balance. In the area of environmental protection, this is like CO2 emissions, energy savings. It doesn't have to necessarily be only asking companies for money, but offering partnerships or offering their expertise to companies, which can be used in developing the corporate social responsibility as such in the Czech Republic.
Larger companies like Vodafone, O2, or some banks have also partially adjusted to the NGO focus on grants, offering fellowships for new socially conscious projects in communities. But developing better donor relations is an inevitability for most Czech NGOs. The nonprofit sector and civil society in general in this country has grown by leaps and bounds in the past two decades, and economic woes have not seemed to decrease the amount of interest individuals and companies have in giving to a good cause.